leave him klolos in Harsinai, and then prot him in El Mayid and Aris Mayev. That's one man diyama. And one man diyama holds that Torah was given klolos upratis from Sinai. Now, if you hold, I mean, the shaila is both ways. If you hold that Torah was given klolos upratim in Sinai, so then the double lashon klolos upratis is a little bit schwer, because the ikar point is, did we get the whole Torah in all its details in Har Sinai, or we just got a compact version? So if it's true that it was given Har Sinai complete, it should have said Mashmita Nemro Bechol Proteser V'Tiktukeha Misinai. It was completely given. There's no point in putting in the klal. Lamash, let's take in words we can relate to. Let's say something is given in an outline form. So lafuke, something that's given completely spelled out. So I could say it was given in outline form only. But let's say somebody spells it out completely, then I would say it was given, and I would say it was given outlined and detailed. Well, the word outlined is not the important word. It was given in all its detail. B'chol protev dikdukeha. So if it's true that it was given that way, it should say Torah was given b'chol protev dikdukeha b'sinai and b'arvismov and olmod and so on. Me'irach gisa, if Torah was just given klolos in Har Sinai and protim later on, so we have to understand why the klolim were given Har Sinai. The pashta pshat is that so that later nobody comes and says that this wasn't given me Sinai, so we tell him that no, the klal was given in Sinai already, and this is just an elaboration. Everything came from Sinai. The flip side of it is, people can still taina, which is a common taina of makhishim, that the klal, keep Shabbos in a general sense, was given in Sinai, the pratim was not. So you don't really accomplish all that much. If the reason why the klolos were given in Sinai is just to teach me that everything's mi Sinai, it still leaves a big mokum for a toyin to be toyin that everything else is not mi Sinai. So we have to try to understand the musik that the klal was given in Sinai is an Indian that has a deeper shayrish than just shloyemru akoyfer. Shloyemru aminim won't help all that much. In the end of the parasha, we have a very interesting. We have a parasha of all sorts of mechiras and so on, and it says that v'chisasik yad ger v'toshav imach mochachicha imoy. If let's say one of the goyim living in Eretz Yisrael will become wealthy, and the Jew will become poor. The nimkal ger toshav imach, he will be sold to the ger toshav, or le'eker mishpachas hager. So the word eker is not very clear what exactly that is. The Rashi learns, Rashi brings a Chazal over here, that eker mishpachas hager is k'shoyim le'eker zan nimkal avodzar atzma. That somebody got sold to be the physical, to be the one who physically helps Avodah Zarah with Shor of Mayim, Chotev Eitzim. So where does the Lashon Eker come from? So Tosfos says in Kedushin by us that Eker is Mitnesha Asidin Lehe Oker. It's going to become Nekar someday to Avodah Zarah. There was Olam, and B'mela is called Eker. But it's a very unusual Lashon, Eker. I mean, we don't find it, we do find it in the Gemara when it says, if it's Avodah Zarah, Shene'ekra, but that the Torah would call it Dafka over here, the Torah is calling Avodah Zarah Eker. L'chur the Pasuk just wants to be Madgish how bad it is. That a Jew was sold to Avodah Zarah. Why over here is the word acre used to describe Avodah Zarah as something that's osilehe oker? The beginning over here, we have the Indian of Yovel, and it's called the Krosim Droyer Barzachol Yeshveha. So the word Droyer, the Targum is Cheirus, But the Rashi brings the Gemara that dror means shador b'chol mokum shu reitze, b'nei b'shus acherim. He can live any place that he wants to, and he's not b'shus other people. The Gemara has two phrases. He can live wherever he wants. And it says also, and it could be seicher da ara. He can do any mischa that he wants. L'chura, if we were to ask ourselves, where is the bigger sense of freedom? Certainly it's in the mischa. Because, I mean, the living wherever he wants to, first of all, the living is not really part of the avdus physically. I mean, as far as the other is concerned, I mean, it's only convenient that he lives there. If he comes in and works every day, it's fine. In other words, the main nekuda of the avdus is it's an expression of financial. He's a financial extension of the Baal. That he works, whatever he works, the money goes to the Baal. But the living is a minor point of it. And besides which, he doesn't live wherever he wants. He goes back to his family. I mean, he has a family to go back to. He has karkos to come back to him. The smischer, on the other hand, means that's a place that he's free to travel, to run around, to do whatever he wants, and so on and so forth. That's something that, why is Rashi pick, why did Chazal pick, why did Chazal describe half of the mila of becoming a ben chayrin is he can live wherever he wants to live. He can do whatever he wants to do. He can eat wherever he wants to eat. He can sleep wherever he wants to sleep. He can go for a trip wherever he wants to go. The freedom expresses itself in the freedom of movement. Living in a particular place that he liked to is one of them. And especially if it would say that he goes back home, that it goes back to his house. That's more the ikka than just wherever he wants to. One more nekuda in Bechu Koisai. It says that so the Chazal start over here with a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, "Chashavti raglai leleches." I thought about going different. Chashavti drachai. It says, "Vashiva ragli leleshecha." That I thought about where I should go, my path, and I return back to Edis. So Chazal bring a Chazal described David HaMelech that kol yom v'yoyin ha'yisim mechashev drachai. I would think every day about where I should go to. For ragli manichas ha'yisim lebatek nesiyas about medrashas. That's the lashon of Chazal. L'chura, that's telling us something which is very. I mean, David HaMelech. It says he thought about where he should go to. So that means that David HaMelech had a cheshmer, a good cheshmer. He was a melech and he had where to go to. He had different yonim. Raglis Mashir says, it would be hard to describe if the going someplace was not a good place, was ki'ilu atzas yetzer, ki'ilu someplace that's not so good. So then it wouldn't say chashavti drachai. It would say libi, I mean the Lashonis in Kalos, libi hoyle, libi poiches. You know, it's the description of somebody who wants to go someplace that's not good, or that's a result of a meshich of taiva, something like that, is not chashavti drachai. Chashavti drachai is a very, very chashiva is a serious thing. It's with seichel, not with inclination and desire, and the drachai. So what does it mean? And still, my feet brought me by smedish and so on and so forth. It's one thing. If you want to do an Avera, if his Libay was Chafetz or something and his feet brought him back in the stand. But Chashavti Drachai implies that there was a clear sense of Avodas Hashem. He was going to a certain place, he was doing something, or something that he was Mechuyev to do. So what does it mean that it came back, he went back to his Medrash and so on and so forth? So let's go back to the Indian in Bihar. Let's be respectful a little bit in it. You find an interesting halacha in Yovel and Shech Avodim that you don't find, and Bimela Eved Ivri itself, that you don't find kemat by any other halachas. We do know that in yonim that are nogea to mitzvahs atlis baretz basically knowing just Eretz Yisrael. And so Yaruch and Kedushin. And we understand that Eretz Yisrael is a Makom that's Kaddish, and everything's Nogea there. Shemitah is Nogea only in Eretz Yisrael. We know that also. It's very possibly, Machlok is very possibly Noag Bizman as well, because it's something that Shayach to Eretz Yisrael, it's something that Shayach to Makom. The only Makom that's Kaddish Eretz Yisrael, and that's where Shemitah is Yoy. Yevil has another Tnai to it. And the Tnai of Yevil is that it has to be Teshver Yeshmalov. You need to have most of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have most of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, Yovel is not knowing, and that's why Yovel is not knowing Bizman Azeh, and B'meil Avadim is not knowing Bizman Azeh, B'meil is the Shail of Shemitah, and so on. But Al Kapanim, Yovel is totally in a specific halacha of Rov Toshver has to be Yoshua. In other words, Klal Yisrael has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Why is Yevil different? What's Yevil that has this new knech of Rav Teshuvah Leo? So let's understand a little bit in the parasha of Behar deals with the concept of Mechira. Kinyonim, you learn Yaramisoi, you learn Kinyonim Miyad Liyad, Metaltalin Anikne Miyad Liyad. It's the parasha of Kinyan and Mechira and so on. The parasha of Kinyan and Mechira is the concept of Mechira and Kinyan is, on the one hand, we spoke about Kinyanim many times, the Maral, that it means that something belongs to me, is a chiddush. The Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch has a midah called Kainah Shemayim Varetz. And b'meila, things that I produce belong to me, and my name is chalanit, it's my bread, and you're not allowed to take it, and it's usher, and so on and so forth. So there's a chalais of mine on things in the world. But there's the world of kinyanim tells me, the world of mechira, and it tells me that those things are never permanent. They go from Reuven to Shimon to Levi and so on. Money, for instance, there's no simon. Simonim don't help on money because money goes miyad liyad. It goes from person to person, and therefore there is no permanence to it. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, on the one hand, the concept of kinyan, on the other hand, the concept of mechira, v'nim karta v'in koine, it's also no get people, means that everything in the world does not have a final Metzias. This object was Reuven's object. It then went on to Shimon. It then went on to Levi. The fact that it was once Reuven's, the fact that it was once Shimon's, is completely obliterated from the Metzias of the Chayfetz. If Reuven were to come take it back because it used to be mine and I miss it, he's a Gazlan. Not any different than if he never owned it. A Pashit. So the Metzias of Kinyanim and the Metzias of Mechira means that nothing in this world has any real shoresh and any real metzias. In a certain sense, that's Shemitah. Kiliya Aretz, at some point, I relinquish my sense of mine to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by and large, the inyanim that a person has in this world are bar chiluf. This is a world that's bar chiluf. A person can do tshuva and everything. A person can be chasron tayal rishonis, and it's everything changes, and he is what he is today, not what he was yesterday. Meaning, the past is not at all nicker in the present. I mean, we can usually trace it. We can many times trace it, but it's meaningless. The past is not shaykh to the present. Right now, things are the way are, and that's that. That's the Metzias HaPashat of the world. There are other things in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a Nekuda into the world that is Sheirish. In other words, that not everything is like that. There are things in the world that have a Sheirish, and even if things take it to other places, it still comes back to its sheirish. I want to, some of this ma'ara something, and just a machshava, how when you look sometimes in the world of teva, you're oimid on certain nekudas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Devarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world, each one has a knetch and a teva. We know that there are all sorts of different balachayim, all sorts of fish and so on, that travel thousands of miles to go back to the place they came from, to give birth, to grow up, whatever it is, different oifanim. I mean, what we see is an Haggadah HaKadosh Baruch Hu imprinted on Nivroim. Certain Nivroim demonstrate that an Haggah, that you can put a Sheirish into something, and no matter how far away it is, it's going to come back to a Sheirish. It says, Zorik Chutra Bavira Iker Koi. If you throw a stick up in the air, it lands with the Sheirish down, with the part that came from the Sheirish, with the heavier part down. But in Balachayim, you see that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this world is a world of bar chiluf, and things come, and things go, and things move, and they go all around. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a nekuda into the world, in certain things, of Sheirish, those in Yonim, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Boilam Haba, means that, the Yirshu Oretz means that there is a nekuda of permanence in Klai Yisrael, that acts as a Sheirish. Yovel is that expression. Yovel is the final mitzvah, it's the safe of all mitzvahs. In terms of Zman, by the time Yovel has come, that's called Olam. It's the place where this Inyan, that certain Inyanim in the Bria have an Akuda of Sheirish, that's Mizgala, and that's Meir on Yovel. So Yovel is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, there are things in the world that are bar chiluf. If I sold a car of mine, it's forever and ever gone. It's the other person's. Cars don't have permanent bialim, food, clothing, everything. But Nachla, the chelek that's called my Nachla, that's always mine. And it's true that it can go through many stages. It can go through many transformations. But Sefer Shel Davar is, it comes back. That's the Metzius of Yovel. So Yovel is Megala, that in the world that's a Bar Chiluf, and comes and goes, there are Nekudas that are permanent, and permanence means that no matter how far we've gone from it, at some point you come back to it again. That's why it's only Noyeg in Karkos, and in people. That's also the pshat in the drawer in the cheres. In other words, the one expression of cheres is that a person can do the things that he wants to do. But that's novea from something else. That's novea if the person is b'shus atzmo or not. And that's what Chazal say, that the person can be k'medaya be'inshi, that he can go to Chol Mokum Sheroitz Alodur. The Hadgosh in Chazal is the exact opposite of the way we imagine it. We understand, and we read it, the person can go live everywhere he wants to live. He wants to live in Florida, go to Florida. He wants to live in Texas, go to Texas. He wants to live in England, go to England. That's not the pshat. Every person has a Roitz Alodur that's Shayach to his Sheirish. Dira is different. A person wants to travel, or wants to take a vacation, wants to go see something, that's he's all over the place. But the makam dira of a person is very shayach to his sheirish neshama. This is my metzius. This is where I belong. I like to travel here, I like to go there, I want to do business over there. But where is my metzius, nemushrash, that has a very clear makam. And b'meila, when we say that the person can be medaya, b'chol makam shereitza, the implication of that is not all over the place. Where is my pnimius tigurotzen to be in a certain makom? And it's not so much that we're talking about the Odin doesn't let him live at home. Like we said, Sahakal, the Odin has work out of him. If he lives nearby and he wants to come in every day and work, maybe it's easy for him. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is, am I birshus atzmi? Or am I not b'shus atzmi? What's my mizgeres? Where am I? What's my framework? What's my metzias? Kol zman am bayi odin, I'm part of his household. He needs to have the field plowed, I have to plow the field. He needs to have the horses taken out, I have to take out the horses. I'm living in his world, not my world. And there is no rotzen to somebody else's world. The koyach rotzen of a person is to his world. And that's why the nekuda that's specifically miyuchad for Yovel is that he's kosem drur the mokum shedayr inshi b'chol mokum shedayr inshi b'chol mokum sheroitza lodo. The schayra itself, the fact that he's free to do schayra, is a polyoitz of it. It's a result of it, but it's not the atzmius of it. The whole parasha of geula, the whole parasha of geirus over of geula tia on sadis on anoshim, is a gilui of this pasuk in this nekuda. This whole Indian parashas Behar is—that's the whole Indian of it. Things. There are certain things in the world that economy yada misoi. That's called kinyanim metaltlin. You're learning from yada misoi, and those kinyanim are typically meshicha, sira, and so on. Those are barichiluf. And they don't have a nekuda of be'etzem shaychus to me, and therefore they're gone. Karkois nachlan etz Yisrael la'olam yirshu oretz. Kol Yisrael Hashem chelek olam haba. La'olam yirshu oretz means they can have a nekuda. Oretz is the makom, my nekuda where I am. That's something that Klal Yisrael has always. So, if Lamashal, if somebody had a lot of money, he had millions of dollars worth of tchotchkes, and he had to sell them, there's no mitzvah to help buy it back to him. There's a mitzvah tzedakah, so there's day machzor as long as he's still the old style, and then whatever he needs, you know, and then when he becomes poor, whatever he needs as a poor person, there's no mitzvah to help him get back what he lost out before. True, I had millions of dollars of metaltlin. The only thing, day machzor is on the lifestyle. I have to help supply the lifestyle that this person needs, feels comfortable with, and so on. Geula means that even now, that nekuda is still waiting. It's mine. It's like pidyon shvuim of sorts. It's still my house. Even though I've sold it, it's still my nachla. Certainly when a person got sold, So his mitzias is still his mitzias, even though he's an eved to somebody else, even though he's eved mirza to somebody else, even though he's an eved to akum, he still has a mitzias that's his, and that's why the parish of geula is chal on this nekuda, that the person has a nekuda that hasn't been destroyed, and it's just like pidyon shvuim. If the shevi would turn around and say, I want to become like my shevim, I want to join their umma. Is no longer pidyon shvuyim. If kol kula is nefach to that, the Maral says that it says that Klal Yisrael would have sunk into memtes shara tuma nun shara tuma. They would have in shara nun of tuma. They would have memtes shara tuma. They would have not been nigal. And the question is, wasn't there aftacha? And the Maral says geula does not mean creating an umma. Geula means bringing out an umma that's there already. So one umma is in shevi to another umma, and so that's shayach geula. As long as it has an akuda of self that's not the mitzias of around it, so geula is to take out one from the other. But if they would have sunk completely into a matzav of Mitzrayim, then he wouldn't be taking out one from another. He'd be taking some mitzrayim and splitting him off. That's not geula. There wouldn't be a chetintz of being mekayim geula. That's the nekuda Maral says. Because geula means, specifically relates to a nekuda that's still alive, it's still my karka, this is my aretz, and it's by somebody else. That's why I can be goyel. The forms of yibum is called geula, like it says by Rus. The whole parish of Rus is a parish of geula. Because it says there's some sheirish of the nifta who wasn't zeicha to bring peiris that's still mekashkedish. It's still there. There's some sheirish in Yonah of Neshamis that's waiting to realize itself, and the hakama shemochiv is the polyotza of Yibum. So b'meila, it's also because there's still the shame, a yevama is still skuka, because there's still some element of the kedusha ochiv that hasn't been liberated yet, and b'meila one needs to begoil it either through Yibum or Chlitza, but like upon it, the parasha of Rus is a sort of a parasha Yibum, which I'm explaining, and that realizes itself through a process called Geula, and that's why it's called a Goyal over there, and so on. The in Torah itself, you have two elements that correspond to those two elements of Sheirish and Bar Chiluf. You have the Klolius of Avoida. The Chedusharim says on the Shaila that we're mayor on Chashavti Drochai. So he says like this: Chashavti Drochai Vashir Raglei Lasecha. He says the following: every single person has in himself a shaychus to the klal, to the avoida of the klal of Klal Yisrael. He's a yid, he's chayv to learn, to dam, to mitzvah, so forth. And every single person also has an individual tafkid, a certain yud, a certain yichud, that this is his specific avoida. So David HaMelech says that chishavti drochai. You know, it's my personal drachim. I needed to calculate and to go out and to do them. But there always is an akuda of a shiva ragla secha, but ragla is melichus I see. In other words, it's like something has a spring. You can pull it out in different places and so on, but it's, when you let go of it, it jumps back to its to where it came from. David HaMelech says, no matter where my specific mahalach of Aveda took me, I always I came back automatically to the base medrash. The Chedushim says it on the Mishli Taisha, the Mishli, Im anidli mili, ukshani lasmi mani. So he says, Im anidli mili goes on this nekuda of every person has his own tafkid. In other words, I have to find out my Yichud, where am I supposed to go out? And no one else could do it. I can't just imitate somebody else. Someone else can't take over my role. I can't take over someone else's role. I have a miyuchadik. I have a yichud to go in this and this nekuda and so on. But kshani lasmi mani, if I become minutik from the shayrish, then I don't have a metzias bechlal. Me is a mili. The word me is the yichud of a person. Ma is mitzius. So im ein anili mili, if I don't go in to do the tafkid that I was given, that I don't have a mitzius atzmis, me goes on a person, on a yachid. Then I mean if I'm shirking from doing what I have to do as a yachid and just float with everybody else, then I'm not, I haven't fulfilled my yud. But shanila atzmi, if I break off mani, I don't have a sheirish. It's like if a branch doesn't branch out to where it's supposed to branch out, it hasn't done. The tree doesn't need a lot of wood hugging the trunk, but if it breaks off from the trunk, it has no metzias. So the same thing by David HaMelech. You need to calculate what's the makom that you have to get to, and you need to have built in the raglayim are always melashon hergel. When a person is absent-minded and his feet take him someplace, that's kill of the spring in the person that takes to the shayrish. I have a default setting in myself, and that default setting is to go back and he's madgish. He doesn't say he went to learn or he went to daven. He went to batik nesiyus and batim midrashes. Batik nesiyus and batim midrashes are the klalius of klal Yisrael, the general. In other words, the common denominator that's the sheirish of everybody. So he went to do his own avoida, and he came back to batei knesiyos and batei midrashos. That's the pshat in Behar Sinai, that it was given for klolius and proteus were given in Sinai. And we asked, what was the point of mentioning the kalal and so on. The Torah says every mitzvah, every avodah carries in itself two dargas. It carries in itself a darga of klal and a darga of prat. Klal is the sheirish. And that's, it's even true in terms of, in this very specific oifen, when I deal with the klal and prat. When I have a lumdus, when I organize material and learning correctly, so the klal is a klal if the shrushim come out of it. What I try to do when I organize my havana in klal or prat is, this is the klal, and it's the common denominator of all the pratim that come out, and this is where each prat differs for this and this reason. And that's the logical oifin of dealing with Torah, where Torah is kolos or pratis. That is specifically about learning. In the general sense of Kabbalah Satorah, the klal is the chelik of sheirish, that no matter how Torah has itself a chelik that we'll call sheirish, that's the nekuda you come back to. And the prat is the specific things, the specific applications in different circumstances is the pratim. So in Har Sinai, the mandioma that holds that just klolim were given Har Sinai, that's because you need a sheirish where to anchor yourself to. This is the sheirish where a person, where Klai Sol was anchored through Torah, was in this place. Masha'en came, the pratim came later. So whether we hold like the mandioma that klolim were given in Sinai and then pratim later, or klolim and pratim were given there, like it says in like the mandioma that learns from our set, from our parasha, it's the same nekuda. There are two inyanim in Torah. There's the inyan of klal and there's the inyan of prat. Klal was certainly given Har Sinai. Even if pratim were given Har Sinai, but it's not mafkia from the klal. Just like, let's take a mashal in the world of learning. Let's say a person knows all the pratim in Shulchan Aruch on a specific inyan. He's still missing something if he doesn't know the klal. If he doesn't inherit the klal of the pratim, then his learning is not, it's just pratim. The Gemara says if somebody's mishnasa is kosh on him, he can't remember it, it's because he doesn't make klolim out of Torah. The Torah's kind of dashes, he should make klolim out of Torah. But in the havanas advarim, if a person doesn't understand the klal and the sheirish, then the person doesn't deher exactly that he's missing the basis for it. Then it just points floating around, and they don't have something to be anchored in, and b'mela, they don't stay, they're not permanent. That's why we forget it if it's not with kolalim, because there's no anchor for the nekudas. Anything which is in the world of pratim floats away. Anything which is the world of klal, mitzadis mitzias, has a sheirish and so on. In, I guess in the big picture, the inyan of geula, we talk about the inyan of geula, and striving for geula, tzipis Yeshua, and hoping for geula, so on. And it's very not clear. Basically, the way we picture it, in a very shallow way, is that the matzav is bad. We've done averus. We're stuck. The Shmuel will come and help us and bring a big Yeshua. That's sort of the way we would sum up our feelings about it. But it goes much, much deeper than that. The first insight is that Geula is part of the Metzias that's Megala in the world, the Chelik that belongs to Le'olam Yirsha Aretz, and the Chelik that's Bar Chiluf. In this world itself, we have Inyanim that come and go, and you know, there's no Zichron L'Rishonim. It's mashahoyo, mashahiyah, everything comes and goes and flows and has no permanence. That's the general sense of Olam Hazeh. Deep, deep in Olam Hazeh, there's inyanim that are shrashim that are still there. And geula is chal ado shrashim. Akum is acre. It doesn't have a shorish, and b'mel it's nisaker. It's uprooted, and therefore it's gone. the marshal Hazal of a ruach being oiker the ilon and so on, because the shrosha were not merubin. The proportion between the shrashim and the anofim was off. And a person needs to deheren himself that there's a chelik of himself that is rooted in Yalim Maila. It's also important for the people that are oisik in Avodas HaKodesh. It's important also to understand there's always a balance between the person where he has to go himself, and yet that he always has to come back to the klal. If a person floats with the klal because it's easier, then he hasn't been mekayim his chelik. But if a person goes so far that he can't deher his sheirish anymore, one of our Basa says that a little chick hops as far as it can see its nest, and then it doesn't go further. There has to be some sense where, in a big way, in an oifen of klal, I'm still shayach to the klal. There is a base knesses and a base medrash that's the anchor of a person. Well, ifisha hoitzi atzmoi min a klal kofa beiker. Had he felt the sense to be shayach still to the base knesses medrash, he would never have gone so far. So in a person's avoda, he has to balance the ena nili and the kshani latzmi moani. If I need to push, I need to do what I'm supposed to do. But if I've gone to a point where I no longer have the sheirish of the klal in me, then I'm a nutik. Then I have no mitzvahs whatsoever. That's in a person's avoda, even avoda's kodesh. It has to be somewhere along the line what is rooted and what's permanent is that chelik that belongs to Knesset Yisrael, to the Klal Yisrael. And a person when in the personal bakasha for geula, the bakasha for geula is not a kadosh baruch saves out of tzaras, but it's the herring in a person's self that there's an akuda that is not, no matter what all the chilufa is zmanim and mekoymes and whatever, that nekuda stays. The umas oilam ra, no matter how strong and powerful it is eker again. Klal Yisrael has in themselves a nekuda that is la'olam yosharetz. There's la'olam to it because it's mushes in aretz. And that's why it's rov yoshver have to be in yovel, because yovel is a din in the metzias of Klal Yisrael. It's not totally, Adama is an expression of it. But if Rav Teshver is not on it, then that's not Yevil. Yevil is the Kudin Klal Yisrael of the Lasid Lavin. And the more a person deheres in himself, that Nekuda, that is shayach to that stays in himself, no matter where the wind blows him, no matter the nisyonos and so on and so forth. If the person still has that nekuda himself, then there's what chal. Then the parish of geula is chal, and it says. I mean, Chazal say the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It means the inyanim that are nizgala mitzvahs are giluyim of anhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So long as a person has a shem yisrael on himself, so long as the person has nachla and achuza. No matter, even if he's sold to the acre of the ger, even if he's sold to Ikush of the Zara, there's still a nekud in him that begs for gula, and there's what should be chal Hashem gula on the person. Shabbos.